London. Drugmakers Bharat Biotech and GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, announced they will reduce the price of their malaria vaccine, RTS-S-01, Mosquirix, to $5 per dose by 2028, more than halving its current cost, in a bid to improve access in malaria-endemic countries, particularly across Africa. The move is part of the company's joint pledge to Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, as part of its next strategic funding cycle, Gavi 6.0, 2026-2030. The vaccine, developed by GSK in partnership with the nonprofit PATH, became the world's first WHO-approved malaria vaccine in 2022. In a joint statement, Bharat Biotech and GSK said the price cut has been made possible through expanded manufacturing capacity, process efficiencies, cost-effective production, and minimal profit margins. This pledge is more than a pricing announcement, it's a commitment to global equity, innovation, and collaboration. We aim to change the course of malaria for millions of children and families through this historic step, said Dr. Krishna Ella, executive chairman of Bharat Biotech. The two companies began collaborating in 2021, with GSK initiating the transfer of vaccine manufacturing technology to Bharat Biotech. Since then, GSK has invested significantly in improving production efficiencies, while Bharat Biotech has spent over $200 million on building higher capacity manufacturing units, product development, and technology adaptation. These enhancements have enabled a phased reduction in the price of the malaria vaccine, starting immediately and fully realized by 2028, when the transfer of production is complete, the company said. With Gavi's support, 12 African countries are expected to introduce the vaccine through routine immunization programs by the end of 2025. According to the World Health Organization, more than 2 million children in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi received the vaccine between 2019 and 2023 under the Malaria Vaccine Implementation Program, MVIP. The program reported a 13% reduction in all-cause child mortality and a 22% drop in hospitalizations for severe malaria. Dr. Thomas Brewer, Chief Global Health Officer at GSK, called the price cut a key milestone in the fight against malaria. WHO estimates that when given seasonally along with chemo prevention, malaria vaccines can prevent up to 75% of episodes. GSK has also initiated early-stage work on a next-generation malaria vaccine targeting a different stage in the parasite's life cycle, aimed at further improving protection for children in endemic regions.